A new report has found that many of China's independent travelers who do not book trips with travel agencies or groups, they would prefer to stay in 民宿. The Chinese term is used for accommodations that range from bed and breakfasts to homestays, which offers opportunities to experience local lifestyles. So what does this new report say about the preferences of independent travelers that's caught your eye here?
Well, according to the report, compared with 2015, the growth in demand for such accommodations was huge in the first three quarters of the year. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about this report. It's issued by mafengwo.cn, a prominent tourism website, and the name of the report is 2016 Hotel Reservation Report of Independent Chinese Travelers. And the study was based on big data from the website's partner hotels. And the trade journal China Tourism News reported that there were more than 40,000 such accommodations in China, with the sector's market value standing at around 20 billion yuan, and they are seen in large numbers in cities such as Lijiang and Dali in Yunnan province, and the prices are ranged between 318 yuan and 801 yuan per night. The report also said that independent travelers generally book hotels in China only a week before the trips, but usually book accommodations abroad a month in advance. The average cost for domestic hotels was over 550 yuan, and foreign hotels were 1,350 yuan in the first three quarters of the year.
Yes, so if you don't particularly know what a homestay is, that's okay, folks. I'm going to tell you what it is. So a homestay is where visitors stay in a house or apartment of a local in the city that you are traveling to. The length of stay can vary from like one night to even sometimes like a couple months in some cases, although I think that's a little bit longer than normal. But now, you know, initially if you said homestay to me, I would think bed and breakfast. And a bed and breakfast is kind of like a situation like, I'll take, again, like, example, my family. When I was with my mom in Los Alamos, and my dad would come visit, he would stay with this older German lady in Los Alamos. Her kids had moved out. I think she was widowed. But she would run a bed and breakfast, like a homestay, and invite people to her house. And they would stay, and she'd cook, you know, like, meals and this kind of stuff. It was a very homey experience. But at the same time, it did feel awkward that you are in somebody else's house, whereas in a hotel, you feel like you are, it's more your room. When you're in a house, like, you are very much, that's their house. Anyways, that's basically what a homestay is. But nowadays, it's kind of had a new twist to it, that being Airbnb. You could consider Airbnb kind of like an informal, I would say, homestay. That is, you know, Airbnb, the platform where you can rent out an apartment or a room online for a certain amount of days while you go visit someone.
Yes, and with Airbnb, I think it's really rejuvenated this area of interest, and it's gotten more people capable and able to, first of all, you know, on the one hand, put your own house or apartment on this platform to invite people to come and get some money from that. And on the other hand, for people who don't really want the hotel experience, or maybe they just don't want to pay as much sometimes, and for various reasons, to go stay with someone. And I remember when I was in the UK, I tried not Airbnb. That was before that. So it was just the traditional old bed and breakfast.
Old-fashioned days.
Yeah, and the part that I found it kind of nice and not so nice at the same time is that I think for some of these B&B places, they want to offer you sort of like standard service to make sure that you're having breakfast, you're having cereal, you're having a continental choice of breakfast, that kind of thing. So it's like standard stuff, but the standard by meaning defeats its uniqueness of a B&B or, you know, the purpose of going to one's home. Usually people want something special. But if you want something special, and often, I fear that those who, provide this sort of like service, they can't always guarantee the standard or the quality. So there is a bit of a difficult situation, I suppose, for it to really work for people sometimes. Anyhow, so I remember going down for breakfast and it was just the standard stuff and I wasn't really surprised by anything, and it didn't feel particularly homey either because it was a popular B&B, and then when you have a few groups of guests, it's hard to still maintain the uniqueness and the special homey feel kind of thing. And also, I think guests want fresh, clean towels. They want...
like a standard.
Yeah, like standard hotel stuff, yeah. Even in a B&B. But sometimes the local people struggle to provide that kind of service.
Yeah, the last point you mentioned is exactly what I worried when I tried to choose between a B&B and a standard hotel. Just so you know, mostly I ended up living in a hotel because I fear that I don't have a clean bedroom, clean sheets or towels, or sometimes I fear that maybe the owner of the home is not that homey and sweet. Maybe he or she can be a little bit creepy. I don't know them. It's hard to get to know them. And also, it's like in a hotel, it may provide you with the idea that it is possible that hotel can be not that clean, according to our previous shows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's possible.
The bed sheets are not changed sometimes, and you don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
But I feel like, well, first of all, the sheets are white, so it provides you with a sense of clean and just tidy. It's just, you look at it, you feel a little assurance in your heart. And also, I feel like hotels all, well, especially the big ones, have a good reputation. And it costs them a little more to destroy that reputation than people running a homemade little homestay.
Yeah, I think... You know, looking at this, I've never felt too comfortable with the idea of a homestay. Just because, you know, if I accidentally drop, like, my cup of coffee on the floor, I would feel really bad. If I made a mess, I'd feel really bad. Because this isn't like a standard hotel service. There isn't always, you know, a cleaning lady. This is someone's house. This isn't just a commercial space to rent for a certain amount of time. This is actually a home. Someone considers this their home. So with that said, I would have that mentality. And so, you know, things like maybe if I traveled to a place and I decided, hey, one night I want to go out and check the bar scene. I'd feel very awkward if I came home a little bit later than usual at night after having a couple drinks, you know. I wouldn't want to do that at a homestay. Whereas if I was at a hotel, I could come back home at whatever time I felt like and go straight to bed or whatever, you know, these kind of circumstances. Also, you know, if you're traveling with someone, like, let's say, a significant other, you know, sometimes, and anyways, that this is a homestay. This is someone else's home. So even just staying in the same room, the same bed as someone else, I'm sure there's this awkward tension / feeling of, you know, you're in someone else's house, yet you are sharing a bed and you don't know the person that you're sharing this house with. That weirds me out a little bit.
Especially when the weird home don't really have a really good soundproofing wall.
Oh my god.
Well, it just makes everything even more exciting for some people.
Well, actually, so, yeah, I do understand what Ryan's saying because,
thanks.
Yeah.
It's thanks for that.
For you, maybe it can be feel like paying to be a guest.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying for the service, but also you feel like you should have a certain respect to the homeowner.
Right.
And that is the kind of freedom, not having the luxury of freedom in the homestay kind of place.
I do want to say, though, that I do think... Okay, so the important thing about this study, actually, that we need to underline here is this is independent travelers. Chinese independent travelers. These aren't people that are traveling with other people. Now, that changes the mindset. Many times, if you just go to a hotel traveling by yourself, you'll feel some people like this, but most people would feel like cut off from socializing and getting to know people. But when you do this kind of maybe, homestay thing, and you're by yourself, you are looking to build relationships. So when you stay in someone's house, maybe you'll make a friendship. You'll get to know these people. You might get to try some authentic, home-cooked food. That sounds great if you're traveling to a new place where maybe the cuisine is pretty good. And at the same time, too, many touristy places will take advantage of you. Anybody that has been to a very touristy place will know this. But if you're by yourself, you're staying at one of these homestays, maybe this person has that insider knowledge that says, don't go to this part of the Great Wall, go to this part of the Great Wall, and there's less people, you'll have a better experience, and you'll pay less.
Yeah, I think paying less is definitely
yes.
The key here.
Yeah. It's always the key.
What is the differentiating point of this product versus the other? That is the hotel is the personalized touch, and also it's usually cheaper. Okay, this actually brings back some memories. When I went to Taiwan, traveling to Taiwan, apparently one of the key attractions is staying in a 民宿 or one of these homestay places when you're maybe outside of Taipei. And I remember doing that. And,
did you like it?
I don't think I did enough research. I sort of just picked one homestay place that was kind of rated pretty high up there. But I think the owner didn't really go out of his way to offer really personalized service.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So yeah, it was all right, and the places he recommended were okay, but they weren't like brilliant. And again, back to my earlier point, when these people are trying to earn money, they're renting out maybe 4 bedrooms, if not more. And then, so you're sort of caught in the middle again. Is this the hotel or is this someone's home? It's not really performing up to hotel standard, but it's not that personal either. And that becomes a bit of a catch. But the part that I really enjoyed was that he chatted with us a lot and was really friendly. And it was very friendly, those kind of things. And was able to give us some of the local tips. And those things are really, really nice. But I feel you can get that from a hotel as well. And these days, 5-star hotels offer great service. They give you a personal butler. They offer you, like, when you check in, they have your name written on an envelope and give you fresh baked cookies and stuff. They're trying really hard to make it personalized. But that comes with such a hefty price tag. Do you really want to pay for that? Well, there you go. There's the cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah, that is why I feel like there are different kinds of homestays. One that is kind of cheap. They don't really provide you with such personalized services, but it's someone's home and they provide you with certain level of service that is not as high as hotel provide, but it's okay, it's acceptable, and you're living in someone's house and you pay less. And there are this kind of different high-end kind of homestay service. It's very personalized. The people talk to you. They sometimes direct you to the right destination you should go. I mean, tourism destination you should go and things you should buy. And maybe they cook you with nice meal and they offer you this human touch. And that can be expensive, but I feel like that is worthy of the money. And it all comes down to what kind of service you're looking for. What kind of experience do you want to have in your journey?
You use the word experience. The thing is, often sometimes experiences are a good thing or a negative experience or a good experience, but you grew from that experience.
I don't want to grow in my travel.
Well, okay. I think that a lot of people do. And I say this because I remember I went to Inner Mongolia for a trip when I had the first year, I think I was in China. And Went to Inner Mongolia, stayed at a hostel in Hohhot, but this hostel was offering this basic, like, 3-day trip in where you'd stay at different places. So we stayed at one temple. It was really cool. But then we stayed. It was like a homestay. It was in a traditional, on the grasslands, the grass plains. We stayed in a family's, like, house yurt, you know, little tent yurt thing. And it wasn't, there was no TV, you know, like you'd get in a standard hotel. You know, every hotel room has a TV. There was no super comfortable bed. It was these sheets that was in a yurt. There was no, like, heating. So at night, it got a little cold, but we'd be around a fire. It was really cool. And to entertain ourselves, we'd, you know, you'd go walk around in the grasslands, maybe ride a horse, or you could also shoot some bows and arrows. And regardless, I think people go to hotels for that standard. You know, they can always rely on X, Y, and Z. When you go to a homestay, you are going for an experience, much like what I went to this place in the grasslands for, is to see how people live, to live like people living on the grasslands. What a cool experience that is to take away.
Yes, absolutely. And even for a city, bona fide city girl as I am, I'm tempted to go to try something new like that. Just, you know, put a time limit to that. Then I think it sounds really interesting.
But you got your cave.
She can bring her cave everywhere.
Yes,
with
and
her.
Staying in a tent occasionally is all right.
Yeah. Occasionally. Well, one thing I really wanted to say is that if you stay in someone's home, it kind of generate income for local people, and you'd feel good for having done something for the natives of the place you're traveling to, and that is one thing I think I would do.
Yeah, that's a really good intention from you, Yohonglin, but I'm the realist here, that if I'm not getting my service, I don't really care what I'm generating. I want my service. I want my money's worth, pretty much. Yes. And what's really interesting for me is what Ryan...
Yes, that's my name.
Yes.
Hi.
How can I get the name wrong so very often? Yes. So you mentioned that these are independent Chinese travelers.
Yes.
And I think that's a really interesting point, that when you look at this group of people in China, they're usually of the younger generation and sometimes makes pretty good money. And they are experienced travelers. We're no longer satisfied with going with the whole group. And that's not cool. And you need to sacrifice your routine, well, your schedule, to other people's demand or what's fixed for you guys together. So these people, they want a more tailored-made service, and I think that's an interesting trend that's going on right now. So what are some of the other things that's changing with this growing
yes.
generation of more experienced travelers in China?
Absolutely.
Please do.
The five new trends that we have here are: one, traveling alone, which, no explaining there, guys. A lot of people, I guess, are now finding it kind of romantic to travel alone, to have that experience. Again, I think it's a very experience-driven trend. People, Chinese tourists, are now more conscious about local culture and food.
Food.
So that is a trend that is also going on. Medical travels, which is something actually very common in the U.S., is for cheaper health care for certain kinds of things. Maybe you will travel to a place where it's more readily available and cheaper. Retired, if you're retired, maybe you like to travel more. Well, that's a trend that is also being seen more and more among Chinese tourists. And then, of course, you know, those romantic wedding getaways with that special someone. That's also a trend. But actually, I want to pick your guys' brain. What do you think about these five trends? Well, do you agree with them?
Oh, I kind of do agree. But one thing I do like to point out is Chinese people, I feel like they want to go abroad to find medical services offering a higher quality than the service they can have in their own country, instead of having a cheaper service.
It should be cheaper and better. Otherwise, why do you go?
Maybe
just better.
Just better. Yeah. So they can't find around, so they go to other places to find it.
That is interesting.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I think is very cool is the fact that there is this trend of traveling alone. It's not something that, for safety reasons, I would definitely make sure that you're always in a safe area and taking care of yourself and don't go out after dark. But there is something so special about doing the unknown by yourself and relying on yourself that it will make you grow into someone much more than you were before you started that journey. I've heard of people that have gone on backpacking trips by themselves, and when they came back, man, that nothing frightened them. They would never panic in a situation. They were very confident in their problem-solving capabilities. I think it's really cool.
Yes, it's very cool. And when they're back, usually they're desperate for human touch.
Talk to me.
Well, that
unless you got a girlfriend or boyfriend, then maybe that's different.
Or you stayed in a homestay. Maybe they talk to each other
a
lot.
Oh, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Because I remember when I came back on a solo trip to Paris, I was desperate to find someone to
talk.
Where are my friends? You know, after 7 days maybe on your own, you just want...
Did you stay at a hotel or a homestay?
Hotel.
Ooh,
see?
Yeah.
Yes. Various hotels. And here we have a lot of comments from our WeChat listeners. I want to start off with Teresa. As Teresa says that tomorrow is going to be her first time ever to travel solo.
Oh,
so she's really excited to
have fun
to do that. And also she says that she's going to go to a place that she can see snow. So Teresa, stay safe and best of luck. Enjoy life.
Teresa, you have a blast. I hope it is a great experience and you grow tons from it. And yes, stay safe.
Oh, definitely. And Han says, when I travel alone, I prefer an Airbnb. Hotel rooms pretty much are the same all around the world. But with Airbnb, I can talk with local people and live like a local person. And it's better when Airbnb has multiple guest rooms because I get a better chance to meet other travelers. I mean, female travelers. Han, you're a cool dude, and thank you for being so candid about this.